What if your faith today is actually rising from a lump of holy dough that started with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Before we get arrogant or forgetful about Israel, Scripture calls us back to our roots. When the first piece of dough is holy, the whole lump is holy, and that includes us as Gentile believers. Let's discover how our Jewish roots call us to walk in holiness today. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That is FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. I hope you're having a great day. Whether you're sitting on that couch drinking a cup of coffee and diving into God's Word with me, or you're driving down the street and you're just getting ready for your day at work, whatever it might be, I just know that God wants to bless you today. If you're enjoying this series, Israel, the Church, and God's Sovereignty, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, download it today. If you're not in there, it's in their Google Play or Apple App Store. But if you are in there, share this inside of your huddle. Also, I want to say a great big thank you to our financial supporters for your generosity of FPIW or FPIW Action. Thank you so very much. All right, let's dive into God's Word today. Here's the question of the day. Now, this question is going to hit strong with us because it's going to give us some roots and dough. So let's look at this. How does remembering your root in Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob guard you from arrogance towards Israel? How does remembering your root in Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob guard you from arrogance towards Israel? Let's read Romans chapter 11, verse 16. Now, tomorrow we're going to cover 17, 18, 19, that area, but today is just 16. For the first piece of dough is holy, the lump is also. And if the root is holy, the branches are too. So the first thing that we see there is, if the first piece of dough is holy. So we have to ask ourselves a question: what is or was the first piece of dough? And it could be a person, or who was the first piece of dough? So if we go back to Romans chapter 4, we are going to see here, it says in verse 3, Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. So we see very clearly that Abraham is that first piece of the dough. And so as we jump in today, understand this one very fact. If we think of the Jewish faith and we think of the Christian faith is based upon the dough of the Jewish faith. So we have Jewish roots, you might say, or Jewish, Jewish dough, substance. And so he starts out by saying, Abraham believed and it was credited to him as righteous. Now, it gives us an example here. It says, if that dough is holy, the lump is also holy. So think about that for a moment. If the dough is holy, the lump is holy, right? Because we know that that whole leaven works through the whole amount of dough that we have there. And I love this from 1 Peter chapter 1. It says this, as obedient children, do not be conformed to the former lusts which were yours in your ignorance. But like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourself also in all of your behavior. Because it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. So Abraham believed God. It was credited to him as righteousness. And he started the lump of dough, that Jewish faith, you might say. And that then in turn brought holiness in. That's what we as Gentiles, we're part of that lump. We're part of that dough. I know that sounds like a kind of a weird analogy, but that's really what he's saying here. He says, if you address as Father the one who impartially judges according to each one's works, conduct yourself in fear during the time of your stay here on earth, knowing that you were not redeemed with perishable things like silver or gold from futile ways of life inherited from your forefathers, but you were redeemed by the precious blood, as of a lamb, unblemished, spotless, the blood of Jesus Christ. So I love this because he is laying out clearly for us that the Jewish lump of dough that the Gentiles have been brought into, because if you read up above, it's talking about his ministry to the Gentiles, that we should know that that lump is holy, and so we should be holy ourselves. Now, the second thing he brings up, if the root is holy, the branches are holy too. So he uses an example of a root system. And if we go back to Genesis, and we look at Genesis chapter 15, Let's go there real quick. Genesis chapter 15. And we see in verse 6, we see this verse. It says, then Abraham believed in the Lord, and he reckoned it to him as righteousness. So I think this is where we're seeing in Romans 4:3 is quoting. But let me back up just a little bit. It says, Abraham said, oh, Lord God, what will you give me since I am childless and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus? And Abraham said, since you have given no offspring to me, one born in my house is my heir. Then behold, the word of the Lord came to me saying, this man shall not be your heir, but the one will come forth from your own body and he shall be your heir. And he took him outside and said, now look towards the heavens and count the stars if you are able to count them. And he said to them, so shall your descendants believe. And then Abraham believed God. So this is Genesis chapter 15. Remember, Abraham got his first promise of the covenant with God. I think it was in chapter 12. Yeah. So Abraham in chapter 12 verses 1 down through there, he gets that first promise. And so Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness. So what is Paul saying to us as Gentiles? That if we are going to call ourselves Christians, in other words, we follow after Christ, right? We're Christ followers. Then our roots and the lump of our dough is holy, and therefore we are to walk in holiness. And just like we read in 1 Peter 1:14 through 19, we are called to live in the fear of God or reverence of God on this side of heaven. Why? Because he impartially judges each one of us. So, number one, Israel, the church, and God's sovereignty. Israel is called to holiness through Abraham, okay? He believed God, it was credited to him as righteousness. We are called to holiness, and we're going to see tomorrow that we are grafted in, okay, into the wild olive. So just understand that we have Jewish roots, Jewish bread, you might say, and that we are called to holiness. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day, and we do thank you that you have called us and placed us within that lump of dough. And as Christians, we have Jewish roots. We have a Jewish faith system, the Old Testament God that has the foundations of our faith from Abraham all the way up till today. God, we know that we are called to walk in your holiness. Give us divine opportunities as we walk into the public square today to love those around us, to share the gospel message of Jesus Christ, that he is risen from the dead, and that if anyone will call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, they will be saved. And so, Lord, we believe that he is resurrected. We believe that you have gone before us in all things. And God, we thank you for your goodness and your mercy and grace that are new every single morning. So help us to remember our roots are in Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and that your covenant for Israel is still true, and that your redemption of the bride of Christ is also true. God, you're able to have those operate simultaneously. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.